Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Friday. Which means it is our favorite day of the week. Pastor Luke is singing his Friday song. Friday. Y'all can't see it because this is just purely audio.
I'm
but
doing a jig.
He's doing a little dance over there.
Dancing a jig.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Best day of the week.
Man, let's go in.
Today, besides Sunday.
Yeah, besides Sunday.
We got to add that.
Today's March 1st.
Oh, snap. Now you blew my mind.
I know I blew your mind this time. We were blowing each other's minds on Wednesday. Now I just blew your mind again.
We thought Wednesday was the last day of February, and then all of a sudden, nope. Told us there's a 29th day in February. And we're like, didn't see it coming, but it came.
It's here. Well, we're doing an incredible message, wrapping it up today, called What's Love Got to Do With It? And yesterday, if you were listening yesterday, Pastor Luke, you were talking about prioritizing spending time with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to hit on that really quickly today before we jump into the message, is that you will have time in your life for what you prioritize. You know, we think about like, oh man, I just didn't have time to do this today. Well, maybe you did have time. Mm. You just prioritized watching that next Netflix show that came out today instead of spending time with the Lord.
Yeah.
Or you prioritized going to the gym, but you didn't work on your spiritual self. Or maybe it was something great. Maybe you're like, man, I prioritized spending time with my kids today. That's awesome. That's a great thing to prioritize. And there's all, like, we should have priorities in our life. But
yes.
But the Bible tells, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 that we need to seek first his kingdom.
Yes.
That his kingdom is number one. And if we prioritize that, the rest of the things will begin to fall in place.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the message.
Let's do it.
And the Bible tells us this. The altar of the Lord was broken down and tells us down in verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the dust. It licked up the water that was in the trench. I like that. It consumed and took care of anything that might mitigate against it. It licked up the water that was in the trench. I mean, if you got a genuine passion, the fire of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, there might be things all around you that would be like water, that would just want to put out that fire. But that fire is so powerful and so strong because it's divine or supernatural, because it comes from God. I mean, it just doesn't allow anything to quench that fire, to put out that first love. Remember, a number of years ago, I preached a three-part message. Build the altar, guard the altar, repair the altar. Build the altar. Build that place of devotion, consecration, repentance, of worship to God. Guard that altar. Stay away, Satan. I'm not going to let anything come and begin to steal away the offering that is on this altar. And what is that offering? The offering's you. And then, if necessary, you got to repair the altar. You've allowed the time or the enemy to come in. You've neglected or abandoned it. You've turned to other things, and you just got to repair it. But if you do, that fire falls again. Hallelujah. He says, do the first works. This means that you go back to the first things you did when you first fell in love with Jesus. And I was reading on this, and one of the authors said this, Satan will create in you a dissatisfaction with the first works. Because the first works, you know, like if you're talking about a husband and wife that had, they've left their first love, and you know, they're no longer passionate. It's all, they're just two people living in the same house, and they're just casual friends, or they're always fighting with each other, and They just don't seem to have that passion or love anymore. The counselor might say, well, remember when you first fell in love? Well, what did you do? Well, I talked to her all the time, and I couldn't wait to see her, and I bought her presents, and we spent a lot of time together, and we went to the household of God together. And well, do that again and see what happens. And that's really what the Lord is saying to this church, or might be saying to us today. When you had a passionate, all in for Jesus, loving him with all your heart, well, what was your spiritual life like? Well, I couldn't wait to read my Bible and to spend time in prayer and to get to the house of God. And I was sharing my faith, and I was diligent to make no provision for the flesh. And I quickly came to God and repented of my sins. I wanted to live a life of holiness. Well, do that again. Do those things again. Read my Bible and pray. Been there, done that. That's why Satan loves to create in you a dissatisfaction with first things. But there's nothing new under the sun. Those things are like wood placed on the altar that the Spirit of God uses to ignite a holy passion within you. You got to do those things again. Somebody say amen. I'm not mad at you. I'm just passionate. Didn't she say that one time to the servant? Yeah, my wife is going at it, and she's got that great challenging word. And then she says, I'm not mad at you, I'm just passionate. That's why I feel. I'm preaching this to myself as well. You know, preachers got to preach to themselves as well as to the congregation, because we're all in this thing together. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's arrived. Am I right about that? I need to make sure. I've been saved since 1976, so that's a lot of time, right? Was that 48 years? Of walking with Jesus, and I remember the great salvation and being filled with the Spirit and presence of God burning in me, and how I honored the Lord and was just so excited about Jesus. Well, it's been 48 years and a lot of trials and failures along the way and distractions and things. And so, you know, I got before the Lord and said, oh God, I want that first love. I don't think I've forsaken or abandoned it. Oh Lord, I still love to meet with you. I still love to worship you. I'm still excited to tell people about you. Oh God, I want a church just like that. I want a church filled with people, not a remnant of people that we have a few here. That I want a whole church filled with people that love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, he that has an ear, let him hear. I'm talking about these ears. Of course, you've heard the word with your physical ears, but have you heard the word with your spirit? Your spirit. You know, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes into your spirit that was dead and makes it alive unto God. So now on the inside, you have a relationship. Your inside is alive with God by the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God is speaking to you. He's speaking to you. Speaking to you. Can you hear it in your spirit today? What would God say to you? What do you need to do today? Bow your heads in the presence of the Lord. Build the altar, guard the altar, repair the altar. Man, you would say, Pastor Tim, I need to repair the altar so the fire might fall afresh. I'm the sacrifice. I heard God speaking to me. I'm not going to harden my heart. I'm going to hear his voice. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart like the Israelites did. Be alive unto God. Hear him speaking to you. Do you need to repair the altar? Have you left your first love? With your heads bowed, if you would say, Pastor Tim, the Spirit of God is speaking that to me, just acknowledge that by raising your hand. Yes, yes. Just raise it up high. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, it takes courage to respond to God. It does, to acknowledge it. Well, what do you need to do? You that have raised your hand, you need to repent and get back to do the first works.
The Bible says that those who are just a hearer of the word of God are like those who build their house on the sand. And Pastor Tim, right here at the end of his message today, Friday, March 1st, he's giving us an opportunity to not just become a hearer of the word, not just to let this message about leaving your first love and prioritizing your relationship with Jesus, to not just let that go in one ear and out the other and think, oh yeah, that's a good thought. But he's giving us an opportunity to respond. To say, you know what, Lord, I need to come to you and repent. I realize that I've begun this drift of leaving my first love. And maybe you realize, man, I'm not like so far away from Jesus, but I've noticed that tendency in my life where I've slowly started that drift and I want to get back before I get so far away. You have that opportunity today.
Wow.
To put that hearing of the word into action, to just say that prayer today, say, Lord, I repent, and begin to make some small changes in the things that you're doing in your life that will have a massive impact in your future.
There's a couple messages that I've listened to over the years, Pastor Aaron, that really stir me, affect me, focus me.
Yeah.
I'm honestly, there's probably four or five like that really affect me.
Yeah.
And there are so many times, I don't know if you do this, I will go back and re-listen to them.
Yep.
To stir me once again.
100%.
It's like going back, it's like rereading a good book.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what we got to do sometimes.
We got to do it.
We have to go back, do the things we did before that stirred a heart of love like it did back then.
Yeah.
And there is nothing wrong with saying, oh, there is that one message. Oh,
right, come on.
This one message, it's like everything that guy said, it was like arrows of just like into me, and it was affecting me, and it was changing me. And man, I can't remember everything he said, but he said so many good things. I want to go back.
Yeah.
And I do this frequently where I'll just, oh, that message, I got to hear it again. I got to get my faith stirred again.
Right.
I got to get my passion for the love of my father stirred again. This guy stirs me. I got to go back and listen to this message. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Go take some time this day, this weekend, this next week. Get back the fire, the passion, the love for the father that you've had maybe once before. Or continue to stoke the flames that are burning hot for your father today.
Come on, that's so good. Well, guys, we're going to wrap this show up today. We do want to let you know it's Friday, which means Sunday is a coming.
That's right.
And if you're looking for a home church, we would love to invite you out to Cornerstone. You can go to our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Get all of the info that you need right there. You can even plan a visit while you're on our website.
Mm-hmm.
We also, though, men... We've been telling you all week. We're going to continue to tell it.
Men.
Our men's conference is coming next weekend, March 8th and 9th. You don't want to miss this event. Check this out. Man Up 2024 is coming March 8th and 9th. Men, you were meant for more. Man Up Conference is brought to you by Cornerstone Church and features guest speaker Ross Shear, powerful worship, and a move of God for this generation of men. To buy tickets and find out more information, go to cornerstonehighland.com/men.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.